The Daily Gospel for Monday, the 14th of January, 2013. Monday of the first week in ordinary time. Saints of the day. Blessed Peter Donders, priest, Saint Sava, abbot and patron of Serbia. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Saint Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat, mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. Commentary of the day. Saint Irenaeus of Lyon, bishop, theologian, and martyr, against the heresies, 4:14. It was not because he needed our help that the Father has commanded us to follow the Word. It was to ensure our salvation. For to follow the Savior is to have part in his salvation, just as to follow the light is to have part in the light. When people stand in the light, it is not they who cause the light to shine, but they are the ones who are illuminated and made radiant by the light. Far from contributing anything in the least to the light, it is they who gain from it and are illuminated by it. The same applies to service offered to God. It does not give God anything, since God has no need of people's service. But to those who serve and follow him, God promises life, an imperishable existence, and eternal glory. If God, who is good and merciful, asks for our service, it is to be able to grant his blessings to those who persevere in his service. For if God has no need of anything, yet man needs communion with God. The glory of man is perseverance in the service of God. That is why our Lord said to his apostles, "It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you," John 15:16. And again he said, "I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory," John 17:24. Of these, God said in Isaiah 43:5-7, "From the east I will bring back your descendants, from the west I will gather you. Bring back my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is named as mine, whom I created for my glory."